We're in Simen Yud Aleph, Hilchas Tzitzis. We're doing the halachas of the strings of the tzitzis. Right now, how to put them on. And we are up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Sif Yud and Yud Aleph today. Sif Yud. In Sif Tes, we learned that there was a specific distance from the edge of the beged that the tzitzis belonged in. So if you make your hole, how far away from the border should it be? Somewhere in between the width of three fingers and the distance between your knuckle and your nail on the thumb. Now, the Mechaber here says that halacha is a halacha of va'asu lohem tzitzis, when you're making tzitzis. Whereas, what happens if you've already put the tzitzis in and the right place, and then the bottom of the beged begins to fray, so that you now find, or the side of the beged begins to fray, so that you now find that the whole of the tzitzis is closer to the edge of your talus than it's supposed to be. It's very close to the talus. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same halacha will apply if the hole itself got enlarged. So if the side frayed and it is now closer to the edge, or the hole got enlarged and is closer to the edge, the halacha is that these tzitzis are kosher. Because where did it say the halacha of al kanfei vigdehem? That is referring to asiya, va'asulahem tzitzis, at the time you made it. At the time you tied these tzitzis, that was fine. So the halacha is that your tzitzis are kosher. The Ramah says that the minag is to line the bottom of the edges of the beged of the tzitzis, as well as the hole that the tzitzis are tied into, in order that it not fray. Now the question is, if the only time you need this is at the time you make it, that is the halacha, then what's the problem if it frays? What's wrong? It's not like there's something wrong with it. I was makayim my mitzvah of va'asulahem tzitzis, and now my tzitzis are kosher. Where did we ever learn that there was some kind of halacha that you've got to see to it that it stays there? If this is only a halacha that applies at the time of the asiyah, then why do we have to protect the beged from fraying afterwards? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's still not right, people will not know that at the time of the asiyah it was in the correct position. People may think that you put it too close to the edge of the beged at the time you made it, and that your tzitzis are really pasul. So that because of maris ayin, you should prevent it from happening. And the way we prevent it from happening is that we do have this minhag that you don't just make a hole, but that you sew up around the hole. And similarly, that the edge of the beged is reinforced. The edge of the beged is reinforced so that it will not begin to fray. The next thing that the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, Shebetoch Rochav HaBeged Ein Lo Shir. Remember, we learned that when we talk about the distance from the edge of the Beged and what the Mechaber was referring to as the Orach HaTalis, he meant what we would call the width. That's horizontal. How about vertically, just going down? How close or how far does that have to be from the beged? What is the halacha there? So the Mechaber says, there's a yesh omrim that in the rochav ha-beged it doesn't have a shear. What we call kanfei vigdehem would only be measured from the side and not from the bottom. The yesh omrim shedin rochav ha-beged tidin orach v'nirin divrehem. The Mechaber is clearly siding with the shita that is machmir. Therefore, when you measure the proper place for making the hole for your tzitzis, what you should do is take the three fingers and measure it from the edge of the beged, both vertically as well as horizontally, which means from the side and from the bottom of it. Now, the Mechaber had taught us that the halacha of how close it has to be is dependent on the time of the asiyah, the time you make your tzitzis. What happens if you started making your tzitzis and the beged immediately frayed, or better yet, you were pulling tight and the hole got larger, so that your tzitzis are now closer to the edge of the beged? At which point would we say you've already fulfilled your asiyah, your va'asulahem tzitzis, and we will no longer be concerned with the distance to the edge of the beged? So the question is, what is the minimum shear of Vasulem Tzitzis? At what point are you Yotza? So for example, later we'll see the case where it was Erev Shabbos, Shabbos is coming, there's no time to really finish the tzitzis. What is the minimal shear of what you can do? So the halacha is that we say that kesher elyon is da'oraisa. The upper knot, the upper double knot is a da'oraisa. What is considered the upper double knot? Some hold it is the first double knot that is tied as soon as you go and put your tzitzis into the hull. Others say, no, you've got to tie the string around a couple of times, and only then, when you tie it the second time, that tying is the kesher elyon. The Mishnah Brura is machmir and says that until you've actually tied the second one, we do not consider it having been done. We do not consider that you're makan the daraisa. So we will see later. For example, the Mishnah Brura comes out that let's say it is Erev Shabbos, it's very late. What you should do is tie a double knot, twirl around a couple of times, and then tie a double knot again. You shouldn't allow it to remain that way after Shabbos, but at least for Shabbos' sake, you fulfill the daraisa. With regard to the asiyah here, here too, he says that until you've actually done some tying around, we would say that the asiyah is not the asiyah is not done yet, and as a result of it, if frayed, and before you got to tie a little bit around and that second knot, the second knot meaning the second double knot, the edge frayed and is too close to the edge, your tzitzis are pasul. Whereas if you've already tied that, and then as you're doing the more winding arounds and tying the other knots, then it got pulled and the hole got closer to the edge, the halacha is that your tzitzis are considered kosher because you did an asiyah in the right position. Simf Yud Aleph. In Simf Yud Aleph, the Mechaber is discussing the gdil of the beged. The gdil means the fringes of the beged. So we know generally the minhag is that at the end of the tzitzis, they have fringes. What are fringes? Fringes are that they do not have the shesi and erev, the two directions of wool, of the beged. But what happens is they stop putting the horizontal strings. You only get the vertical ones hanging down. And then they tie them up and you've got nice looking fringes. Is that the beged? Is that not the beged? So the Mechaber says that in terms of measuring, we measure the beged from the edge of the fringes. The fringes are part of the beged. But with regard to putting your tzitzis on the fringe, that you couldn't do. So let's say you've got long fringes. So you measure up your shear, and what do you know? Between that distance of from the knuckle to the nail and three fingers, will end up smack in the middle of those fringes. The halacha is you could not put the tzitzis there. Because the tzitzis have to be on the beged proper and not on the fringes. So where are you going to put the tzitzis? Move them up into the beged proper? Well, since we start counting the three fingers from the fringe, you're going to find that when you put it on the beged itself, on the beged proper, that it's already too far away from the edge. So what do? In such a case, you would have to trim the fringe so that the fringe would be less than three etzbos, three fingers, and then you go ahead and measure three fingers from the edge of the gdil and put it into the beged proper where that number ends. Now this is the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Tov shimdod shir kesher godol below hagdil, v'yatok gimel etzbos im hagdil. The Ramah is going l'chumra in either direction. He says that we have to measure the kesher godol, which means from the knuckle to the nail. We have to measure that from, we have to measure that without the fringe. In other words, it should not be too close to the edge of the beged proper, yet it should not be further away from the edge than three etzbos from the edge of the gdil, from the edge of the fringes. So that the Ramah says to go l'chumra, in either case, the proper place to put your tzitzis would be within three etzbos from the edge of the fringe, yet not closer than from the knuckle to the nail, not counting the fringe. The Ramah is going l'chumra in each one of them.